Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, it's the Mark Reardon Show. It is Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Reardon today. Were you expecting me? No. No, you weren't expecting me. I wasn't expecting me, but yet here I am. And I'm very excited for the opportunity to be here. Sue, how are you today?
I'm great. Thank you.
This is going to be a fun-filled show. By the way, I don't want to start off on anything down because of, I just feel like I need to mention this because of everything that happened with Texas and the weather that came up and things were bad and they didn't really see things coming up as bad as they got. But Dave Murray was just talking about some pop-up storms that are going on. And out west right now, it looks like it's pretty bad. There's quite a bit of severe thunderstorms that are going on out there. When you coming in from the Herman area and the Troy area and northwest St. Charles County, I guess, is where it's kind of breaking in. So there are some storms that are moving through the area. And I just feel like, I guess it's just top of mind right now, where I want to let you know there's some bad weather potentially that's coming our way. Dave talked about it a little bit, but just give you some warning. Put that on your radar, literally on your radar, and keep your head up. So if you're in one of those type areas, it's a low-lying area, I'm kind of on for flash flooding at the moment, just for everything that's happened. And I feel so bad for all of these folks down here in Texas. I know we've talked about it a lot. I know it's kind of been the story since it happened, but it's one of those kind of things of, I can't imagine what that would do to our community if you went through something like that and the rebuilding that's going on. We've got some audio that we'll probably play as we go along here, but one of the things, I was listening to the sheriff down in that area, and he's trying to do updates. And I get reporter's job, right? You need to bring the news. You need to talk about what's going on. You need to answer questions. But there's also a time and a place for you to do those kind of things. Not all questions need to be answered while you're in the heat of the moment. A, they're probably not going to have the right answers. They don't know yet. They're trying to figure all this stuff out, too. But there were these reporters who were just hammering this sheriff about, when did this happen? When did that happen? Where were you? When did you find out? Blah, 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 blah. And the sheriff's like, hey, right now, we're trying to find bodies. And I don't have time to answer these particular questions. We'll answer those as we get down the road. But jeez, right now, that's not the question. And I'm kind of like, you know, you're a real a-hole to bring that kind of stuff up. I mean, have a little compassion for what's going on. And a lot of times, you know, our first responders get put in some situations where nobody should be in those situations. But to be fair, they kind of signed up for this. So they kind of knew what they were getting into. But you get thrown in some of these situations where have some compassion for our first responders. At the end of the day, they are people. They have families just like you. And if they live in those communities, they probably know some of the people who were lost, right? Mm-hmm. And they're trying to manage this crisis, and they're trying to put all this stuff together. And I see some of these reporters, and we're going to talk about this a little bit later on. Curtis Houck's going to come on, and he's going to talk with us. This whole media blame game, we're going to blame Trump for the flooding that happened in Texas. I'm like, seriously? George Stephanopoulos can quite frankly just bite me. That's the nicest way I can think to say this. Shout out to my friend Scott, who just started a brand new candy company that's called Bite Me. So there you go. You can actually look that up. But the thing that people come out and they're like, we want to point the finger and we want to blame somebody, and we're going to blame Donald Trump. And they're just going to make up whatever story fits the narrative that they have. It's the term that I learned years ago called confirmation bias. You familiar with that one? Mm-hmm. It's one of these kind of things where I'm going to make up my mind what happened. And once I feel comfortable with this narrative of what happened, I'm only going to pay attention to stuff that backs up that narrative. And anything that doesn't support that, I will conveniently forget, and I will leave this out of the picture. You are so full of it if you were one of those people in this particular situation, and you're trying to go after the sheriff, and you're trying to go after these first responders, why they are in the middle of trying to figure all this stuff out. So, again, I know that's kind of a little rant. Hey, welcome to the show. Welcome. We're going to start off by just ranting my butt off right there, just to jump right in the middle of it. Sometimes, you know, these media people just really tick me off. I'm like, do you have any compassion at all? Or are you just stuck on certain things where you have to just take it down that route? So we'll talk a little bit more as we get through this today. We've got an awful lot of stuff to get done. I am so thrilled that I get the opportunity to sit in and play Mark Reardon today. I was talking with Michael from KMOX down the hall, and I said, I'm playing Mark Reardon today. He said, are you bike riding 30 miles? I'm like, God, no. I may have lost 70 pounds, but I'm not in 70 pounds shape. You know, I'm still as out of shape as I was 70 pounds ago. So although the folks at Club Fitness, by the way, shout out to the guys at K&N who are trying to help me get in shape. And if they could help me mentally, that would be awesome. And my wife would be super thrilled if we had that part. But one step at a time, right? We're trying to get back, trying to work all this stuff out. Charles Lipson's going to join us later on today. He's a professor emeritus at the University of Chicago. You hear him here. He writes for Spectator Magazine, Rear Clear Politics, a lot of other stuff. We're going to talk a little bit about the Texas tragedy. We're going to talk about the Mideast peace hopes. Have you seen that everybody is putting Donald Trump up for a Nobel Peace Prize? Netanyahu just put him up. That's the second nomination that he's gotten for a peace prize. And I love the fact that he's getting ticked off at Putin. And he's like, you know, you've been telling us that you're going to do stuff. You've been telling us you're going to play ball. You kind of lead me up to that point, and then you're out. And you could feel that Trump's getting really sick of it. So I'm curious to see where that's going to go. Curtis Houck is going to talk with us a little bit as well, kind of talking about that media blame game that we were saying earlier. George Stephanopoulos is another one that can bite me. So just that's going to be my term for a while. I'm sure Fred hates that when I say that. That is so unprofessional, you know, and he is a media Hall of Famer. So I shouldn't tarnish his legacy by saying stuff like that. But it's kind of how I feel today. Matt Pauley's going to join us a little bit later on. You know him as sportsman extraordinaire. Did you see that KMOX just re-upped with the Cardinals?
I did.
5 more years. So the folks down the hall, you're still going to be able to hear the Cardinal games on KMOX, which I got to tell you, so I have YouTube TV, mm-hmm. and I've had it for 2 years, and I love YouTube TV with one thing that is an exception. Would you like to guess what that is?
Sports. Cardinals and Blues specifically. Mm-hmm.
There's no
guess.
Cardinals or Blues. Yeah. You're right. So although I was probably one of the few people who wasn't pissed at them for putting the games on Apple TV, because I could actually see the games on Apple TV because I have an Apple TV subscription. So that was good. I'm curious, what is this? What's the other thing? They call it Matrix?
Oh, Matrix Midwest.
Matrix Midwest. So is that a Channel 4 thing?
It is their sports-specific channel, yes. I think it's Channel 32.
Okay, so on Charter. But yes. If you have...
Yes, specifically yes. To Charter.
Am I not going to be able to see that either? Because it's I guess I'll have to stream it.
You can... There's an app. I believe you can stream it for free on the... I think it's the Victory app on Apple on...
There's
Apple
an app
TV
for
or
everything.
Whatever. Maybe I know there really is these days. But yeah, like on the occasion, Blues or Cardinals games will be on there. They just announced a deal that CBC football will be on there every Friday night.
Oh,
during
very
the
cool.
Fall. And I know Randy Carricker has his show on there in the mornings.
Okay,
at 7 o'clock. I'm not sure entirely what else. I know they do a lot of Mizzou coverage as well. So
well, I'm excited to be able to see the game though. That's the big thing. There's going to be some Cardinal games that are on there. So I'm excited about that.
I think they've already had one so far.
By the way, Caroline Hecker, I got the opportunity to meet her over 4th of July. The fine folks at the city of O'Fallon with their Heritage and Freedom Fest, they do the big O'Fallon parade. Caroline sat in with me this year, and we co-emceed the parade, which if you've ever emceed a parade, it can be really hard. There is a ton of downtime, especially when the parade kind of breaks up and you've got like all the Shriners driving the golf carts or the little go-karts, which is really fun to watch. Don't get me wrong. But I mean, there's only so much you can say.
Sue, have you ever emceed a parade? I feel like you'd be good at that with the
thank
voice.
Thank you for saying. I'm sorry. I'm watching this rain and trying to do traffic. I have not. No, I've been... Just the reporter saying, you know, doing a side story, but I've not emceed a parade.
As far as male-female combinations for a parade, I feel like we might have the Hall of Fame in here for emceeing parades. I feel like Mike Elam and Sue Thomas would go really well together.
That's an interesting thought. I think Mike is definitely more experienced. What do you do in the downtime?
You just talk about everything. So yeah. Caroline did a great job of running with me. She had never emceed a parade before either.
Yeah.
So we came up with a lot of banter that we thought was interesting, and I hope the folks who listen to it.
Sue would just be really good at updating people on the traffic of the parade and you know, making sure, navigating when you can cross the roads
you
and
know,
whatnot.
I would say
really good at that.
For
I would
hours.
Say, do not pigeonhole Sue Thomas.
Thanks.
She is a much broader broadcaster than that. And she, I mean, hey, we have Sue's News coming up later on. That shows you the creativity that is there. All right, so I understand with this new clock, it's time for me to take a break. So I'm going to stop talking now. Charles Lipson is going to join us on the other side. It's Mike Elam, excited about the opportunity to be here to fill in for Mark Reardon today on the award-winning Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk. Hang in. It's Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Reardon today. We are so happy that you made some time to join us. If you are out in the western part of the listening area right now, you may be getting some pretty bad storms. So if you are, all that stuff is kind of moving through the metro area. Sue's going to keep you updated on that as we go along. In the meantime, wanted to say hello to Charles Lipson, who is joining us. He's a professor emeritus at the University of Chicago. You know him. He writes for Spectator Magazine, Rear Clear Politics, and a lot of others. Charles, thanks for joining us today.
Mike, it's a pleasure to talk with you.
Hey, I appreciate you making the time. I was talking a little bit earlier when we first started the show about how some of these reporters just don't seem to understand how things are working out. And I want to talk a little bit about this Texas strategy. But to start off, I want to play this cut and let you hear of just how insensitive I think some of these reporters on. Cut 30.
I would like to know, if you could outline, please, what the specific actions and discussions were that local officials took between 1:14 a.m., that's when the first flood emergency alert came out, and hours later when the river first started flooding. What happened in those hours?
What I can tell you, when I was first notified, it was around the 4 to 5 area. One of my sergeants was in dispatch when the first calls started coming in, the actual 911 calls come in.
Like at 4 in the morning?
It was between 4 and 5 when I got notified. Okay. But prior to that, in that 3 to 4 area, my understanding is, and we're in the process of trying to put a timeline. You know, that's going to take a little bit of time. As I've told you several times, that is not my priority this time. There's three priorities. That's locating the people out there, identifying and notifying the next of kin. That is what I'm taking as my job as sheriff here to do. Okay.
With all due respect, sir, I think that the community here is asking these questions. What happened? When did it happen? Was the emergency manager awake at the time? Did they push the button to issue an emergency alert?
Sir, it's not that easy when you just push a button, okay? There's a lot more to that.
It kind of makes you wonder, Charles, what do these reporters think is their real job and their real responsibility to their community? Is it really that when this guy's trying to identify bodies?
Absolutely. Do you remember as a kid playing the game Pin the Tail on the Donkey?
I do.
Well, I think that's what it's all about. It's pin the tail on the elephant, right? They want to see whatever they can do to damn the opposing party. I think it's perfectly reasonable to ask those questions, but maybe not right now.
Right.
And I think that's what the sheriff, I think that was the sheriff,
it was.
Was saying in response. I think that there are a couple of things that have happened. The first is that Walter Cronkite is dead, you know, so are Huntley and Brinkley. You just don't have this kind of neutral down the middle. There was also a great editor at the New York Times for a long time. In fact, when he retired, or after he'd retired, somebody asked him, what did you think your biggest achievement was? And he said...
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
To get them to play it straight. And the person later to whom he told it later said, I just didn't understand at the time what he was talking about and why that would have been difficult. But you can see now that it is, that what you see is people who are supposed to be reporting hard news – from reporting hard news. Your program is discussion. If I have a strong point of view, fine. If you have a strong point of view, fine. But if my job was the 6 p.m. newscast, it's a different job, and these people just don't get it.
You're exactly right. And it's kind of one of those things where you see it play all the way through. I mean, your article in talking about what is going to happen over in Iran with the Ayatollah's mm-hmm. regime and how it's going to survive. I mean, you would think that there are a lot of reporters in the United States, when they look at this, they're pulling for the Iranians, that regime, to actually survive and keep going, and they want something to blame Trump for. But your article really points out of the fact, I don't know that the Ayatollah is going to be able to survive through this whole thing.
Nobody does. I sometimes say that regimes don't break the way that a willow tree does, where it bends over in the wind, and you can see it bending more and more, and you can see that it's going to break. Regimes break like a glass tabletop, where more and more pressure is put on them, and then all of a sudden there's a catastrophic failure, right? When I talk with Mark Reardon, who went to University of Missouri School of Journalism and pays attention to it in the present, says that there are no Republican faculty members at the school now. That is not doing justice to the students. They need to have a range of opinions. And I can tell you, when I went to school long ago, that I couldn't have told you whether my history professor or my political science professor was a Democrat or a Republican. I used to tell my students I have strong views on subject X or Y, but I don't grade you according to how close you come to my views. I grade you according to whether you make an informed, well-substantiated argument, and I hope I can do that fairly. But there's not a Middle East department at any university in the country that does that.
You know, a lot of people were thinking that because Iran's media is state-controlled and they really control the narrative and they shut down a lot of outside opinion, they were thinking that, you know, where we are right now and what actually happened to Iran wasn't going to be fairly reported, so the people weren't going to know about it. But you make the point that this is so big and the devastation has been so bad, they can't even keep this covered up for long. Eventually, to your point, it's going to collapse under the weight of its own failure.
You're right, Mike. In fact, what we're seeing now is they're taking away people's cell phones. They're exerting very hard repression. This is not Afghanistan. This is not a tribal. This is a fairly sophisticated country, and they can continue to do that. But and it's not necessarily the case that even if their economy collapses, that the regime will. Look at North Korea. They can't turn on the lights, but the regime survives. So you just don't know what the effect will be. But what I've been struck by is that the reporting on Iran has focused almost entirely on whether Trump exaggerated when he said that these sites have been obliterated. That was,
right,
I think, his word. And that's all they wanted to talk about. Well, did he exaggerate? Well, gee, does Trump exaggerate? I'd say all the time. but there are a lot of other questions. This, it seems to me, is one of those transformative moments, potentially, in the Middle East. Not only because of what Israel and then America did in Iran, but what Israel did in rolling up all of Iran's proxies in Hamas, in the Gaza Strip, in Hezbollah, in Lebanon. We have a new regime in Syria. We have real damage done to the Houthis in Yemen. So I'm not saying that Iran won't try to reconstitute these, and I'm not saying Iran won't try to rebuild their nuclear facilities. They certainly will. But the fact is, we're at a transformative moment in which we can see a broader peace possible, not necessarily certain, but possible across the Middle East. And one reason is that Israel is now clearly the strong horse in the region, but it's also a really attractive partner to the Saudis and to the UAE and others who are trying to transform their economy from simply petroleum extraction to something that looks more like a modern economy. But who's the modern economy across the Middle East? Who has the best technology? It's Israel. So partnering with them makes a lot of sense if they can get past their domestic audience.
Well, Charles, I appreciate you spending some time with us today talking about this subject, and we will keep following you and making sure that we are staying up on top of all these developments. Because it feels like to me, if you miss a day, you miss a lot. Everything is changing so fast that I'm glad.
Man, ain't it the truth? Ain't it the truth?
It is.
Well, and following me, Mike, you're just wise beyond your years.
Well, I've always said I like to follow people smarter than me who keep better tabs on things because it makes me a smarter person. So I appreciate there are folks like you that keep good tabs on this. So, Charles, thanks for taking the time with us today.
My pleasure.
That is Charles Lipson. He is definitely on top of everything. So, Charles, we appreciate you watching all that. We're going to talk with Curtis Hoke on the other side. He is the managing editor of Newsbusters at the Media Research Center. Getting more about this fact of, are you just ticked off at the media? Is it just me? Or does it feel like they go out of their way to show their idiocy? I don't know if that's a word. We're just going to go with that. It's Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Reardon today on 97.1 FM Talk. Hey, it's Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Reardon today. You know, we were talking about the Texas flooding and everything that's going on there, and Sue was giving you a little bit. There's some really bad weather out west. If you were on the out west portion of our listening area, that is moving through the metro right now. So if you're in some of those low-flying areas, take cover, make some plans, right? Just be aware that this flash flooding stuff is something don't play around with. We've seen what that happened over this weekend. Don't be one of those people. If you see water that is covering the road, don't be a hero. Drive around. Don't drive through. I know you're told this stuff all the time, but yet we eventually see somebody floating down a creek in a truck because they thought they could do it. So, public service message, don't be stupid today. There you go. Want to talk to Curtis Hauck, who is joining us right now. He is the managing editor of Newsbusters at Media Research Center. Curtis, how are you, sir?
Hey, Mike, good to be with you and good to be back on 97.1 Talk.
Matt, it's always nice when you're here. You know, you were talking about something that's just got to be in my bonnet right now. And this whole thing about we're going to find ways to blame Donald Trump for anything and everything.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
That possibly happens in the world. And George Stephanopoulos and Dana Bash were two of the big ones on the big media. I say big. I don't know if they're really big anymore, especially with CNN. I mean, let's be honest. I think News Channel 5 has more viewers than CNN does at most points during the day these days. But, man, they are just finding ways to blame him for everything, aren't they?
Right. Also, I mean, there's two things going on. They're trying to blame Donald Trump because that's what they want. They're almost rooting for this. Like, there's no other explanation other than that the partisan poison in their body is preventing them from acknowledging the reality of the situation. You know, you were just talking, you know, telling your listeners about flooding concerns. Here we are in the middle of the afternoon, whereas we're talking about a tragedy that happened in the middle of the night.
Right.
And, you know, this is one of the things that really frustrates me. There's that going on also as well. And you have these national journalists who parachute in and out. You know, your listeners in your area know this, unfortunately, all too well. There's things that happen in a community. The national media parachute in like they're superheroes. They have their main character energy. They're, you know, rejected theater kids. Big crews and salaries with their expense accounts, and they try to make it all about them. You know,
Curtis,
trying
I am
to find a boogeyman.
I am.
They think life is nice and clean.
I cannot let that pass. They are rejected theater kids. I love that. That
yes,
is that is probably one of my
kids.
Favorite lines I've heard today.
They think they are their own main character. They think they are the main character of every story. Okay. I mean, they say that, you know, they don't want to be part of the story at this point. You know, this is why a lot of local journalists have way more respect in the eyes of just the general public than national journalists, because once you reach, you know, the upper echelons of network news or you reach some of the top five local markets, you reach a point, you know, and I think everybody understands it's kind of about you at this point. I mean, yes, we all want to succeed professionally, but there's just something about the national spotlight that draws people in like bugs in this icky, humid summers. And that's what we're seeing here. They're trying to blame somebody for this when the reality is this happened in the middle of the night. And, oh, what about emergency alerts or sirens? No, I mean, if you don't have your TV on, you don't have your radio on, you're not going to know. I mean, I will say, though, credit Pete Sessions just a few minutes ago on CNN noted that there was also a Boy Scout camp along the river, and he hasn't heard a lot of tragedy coming from there. And he just is like, well, as a former Scoutmaster and Eagle Scout, you know, maybe they do something the others didn't. But the point being, life is complicated.
It
is. The journalists know that, but they don't want it. They want there to be heroes and villains because they have plenty of heroes. They just are looking for the villain in this story, whether that's Donald Trump or someone else.
I want to give people a little bit of flavor, and I know you've already written about this, but Ethan, play cut number 32. This is George Stephanopoulos showing what an idiot he can be.
Maria, we're also learning that there were significant staffing shortfalls at the National Weather Service's offices in the region.
You know, George, as of right now, the local county officials really didn't want to address that just yet. What they are telling us is they expected between 4 and 6 inches of rain. That is what weather experts told them, the National Weather Service as well. They also knew that in remote locations, they might get anywhere from 8 to 10 inches. But this amount of rain in such a short amount of time, it was very difficult to navigate. And when the Department of Homeland Security Secretary was here just yesterday, she acknowledged this was an issue. She was going to take these these concerns to the White House as well and try and see if there was anything they could do to revamp the system. She says the president is committed to it.
So it's one of those kind of things where she said to George, hey, this is something that nobody could have seen. I mean, I think they talked about 20 feet in 2 hours. I don't know how you prepare for that.
Yeah, there's a time-lapse video going around at one point somewhere else along the river. And it's just simply stunning because it was within like less than an hour. And you watch the people crawl up the line, crawl up the road. I said to a friend in the administration that we deal with a lot of stuff. We deal with a lot of stuff. But this one just grinds my gears at Newsbusters because we hear the media blame conservatives, blame Donald Trump for this, that, and the other. But this, you know, so many young girls at a Christian camp, the owner of the camp, whom many alumni said was like a father to them, passes away trying to save them, other heroic kinds of stories, for them to play politics in this is just pathetic. And, you know, you had somebody at CNN, Juliet Kayyem, worked in the Obama DHS, suggested, yeah, disasters are political, basically, and we should kind of therefore get over it because it's political to fight for resources. I don't think, and I know you know this in elected politics, that's not how we should view things. That's not how we should view, disaster relief and helping people in genuine need. I'm sure if you're the locals there, they can't wait for the national journalists to actually leave because the press conference this morning, you had CNN and ABC reporters completely derail it, trying to go down this road about who didn't do what they were supposed to do. And they didn't want anything to do with it. So they just kept yelling at them. And that just so maddening.
We played some of that audio earlier where they went after the sheriff of trying to answer all these questions. Where were you at this time? And when did you find out about this? And it's like, look, these people, to your point, they live in that community. It's not a big community. And if you grow up in small towns, like I never lived in a town over 4,000 people until I went to college. Everybody knows everybody. So you know those first responders are connected, maybe family, to those girls or those campers, the people who were in that area, they were connected to them and they lost people who were close to them. So just the tone deafness to go after them at this time, there's questions that need to be answered. I give you that. This isn't the time, but boy, they keep asking them.
They're cavalier.
Yeah.
They were so cavalier about it. And as I was just saying, that those reporters in that sound you played, two of them were CNN and the other was from ABC News. None of them actually live in the community. All three, one lives in Los Angeles, one lived down in along the border there to cover the school shooting, but is otherwise in New York. And then the other, I believe, is based in Miami. So none of them are actually based in the community that will have to deal with the trees and the mud in the aftermath of this. But, you know, I think this also comes down to people are such drama llamas and they want stories to be fit into such neat little boxes like soap operas sometimes. But that's not what happened here. It was just a confluence of events that were tragic. Sure, we can do better. But, you know, and when you go to summer camp, having no technology, that's also kind of the point.
Yeah, exactly.
To be away from that.
You're supposed to unplug. Hey, we're talking with Curtis Houck from Newsbusters at Media Research Center. Curtis, you deal with this all the time. You watch the news media for a living and cover all this stuff. Are you seeing it get any better or is it getting worse? Because it feels like it's getting worse. But I would think people are seeking out different news sources these days because they're getting tired of the stuff they're getting from ABC and CBS and NBC and the others.
Well, that's why I will always say that the internet is a net positive for all the litany of issues and screen time and those sorts of things. It's a net positive when it comes to media consumption because while yes, there's disinformation concerns out there and foreign hostile actors, I think the choice, the diversity of viewpoints, the diversity of opinion and perspectives, being able to grasp basic facts at our fingertips will always be net positive, you know, and I encourage people to check out all kinds of different things. I go back to something Glenn Beck said during his Fox News days in the late 2000s when I would come home from school and watch it. That's how much I'm dating myself here. He said, always do your own homework, you know, do your own homework. I'm giving you the facts, but this could just be my opinion. Go look it up and confirm it for yourself. And we try to tell people that here at Newsbusters, whether it, I would say News Nation is an example of one that I can put on when I'm home with my wife that I'm not going to throw the remote at all the time, or your local news, those kinds of things, or just not have it on at all. Yeah, they are losing their oomph, but they still have that star power and the legacy brand. They still don't get it. And if they're not being serious, they're being superficial. So it's hard to determine what's worse sometimes. Biased political hacks or completely like mind-melding idiocy where it just feels like we're becoming dumber by the second with celebrity news or, you know, deals and steals every day. Those kinds of mindless, not even mindless, just mind-sucking entertainment.
What's the biggest thing that's kind of irked you about the media today? The biggest thing that you've seen going on today? Because Trump's been talking quite a bit, so I know there's got to be stuff out there.
Yeah, I mean, I think their callousness sometimes in tragedies just bothers me. You know, I go back to what my colleagues were doing right after 9/11, and even that, it took a few weeks before they settled on their narratives. I think... what frustrates me is seeing how stupid they are sometimes as well. The Iran strikes, if you watch some of the channels, because we have a DVR, giant DVR system via the folks at Snapstream to figure this out, you go back and watch. They're literally just trying to figure things out too because no one leaked it to them. So you were getting their genuine reactions. But a few days later, we start getting the leaks about the DIA and that the strikes were a failure. Oh, and then they settle on their talking points. It's very similar with COVID. We were all in this together. This virus that came from China, we're going to get through this. We don't know what's going to happen, but we're going to get through this. But then it settled on Donald Trump is killing people. And that shows just the depravity of these folks, that they so quickly resort to a herd mentality. They do not adhere to the who, what, where, when, why, and how, the basic tenets of journalism that they're supposed to learn in journalism. So I would just say, and also respect for the First Amendment, that we all are the First Amendment, and we have a right to say, you suck. And it's not a death threat.
You know, Curtis, I was talking about, I have a friend of mine who started a new candy company, and it's called Bite Me. And I think that's kind of my thing for the news media these days, is I'm kind of right there on that. It's great infused candy, though. So you got to love that. That's Curtis Houck, man. I appreciate you spending some time with us today, and I hope your Tuesday ends up really well.
All right. You too, Mike. Thanks.
I appreciate it. That is Curtis Houck. He is the managing editor at Newsbusters and a media research lab. One more thing. Sue's going to talk about this with traffic coming up in just a second, but the weather's kind of moving through. It's going to get bad quickly, so keep your eye on the radar, literally, and if you're in one of those low-lying areas, not meaning to hit on this so hard, but it's one of those kind of things with what happening in Texas is definitely top of mind. It's Mike Elam in for Mark Reardon today on 97.1 FM Talk. So it's Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Reardon today. We've got a lot of stuff coming up after the top of the hour. Sue's News, of course, which is always a favorite of mine. Matt Pauley is going to join us from KMOX Sports and the Cardinals pre- and post-game host. He is live from the ballpark, so we'll figure out what's going on there. We may have some rain delays looking at how things are going to go. I will tell you, earlier today at lunch, I went to the Cottleville Weldon Spring Chamber of Commerce. So shout out Anna Alt. I told her I would say hello to her today. So there you go, Anna. You're checked. Dr. Barbara Cavalier is the president of a St. Charles Community College, and she was there. I did not know they have four campuses in St. Charles County. I knew they had three, but they actually have four. There is so much going on in the community college world today, and Betsy Snyder, who is the chief of staff over there, is going to join us a little less than an hour from right now to talk about what's going on. And I will tell you, community colleges are probably your best value in education that you are going to find today. They have so much that is going on, and it's affordable. So all the things that we talk about with education kind of getting crazy, and you've seen a lot of four-year universities, some in the area, who've been around for a long time that are closing. So you're seeing that kind of stuff happen. So we'll find out from Betsy what's going on there. But I'm excited about what's going on in community college world. I'm also a little ticked off at this whole thing where the Democrats just seem to be fine with people who cross the border illegally hanging out in our area. And they don't seem to have a problem with it at all. Let's start off with the lovely mayor of the city of Los Angeles, Karen Bass. Oh, sorry, that is cut five.
We're going to continue fighting. Last I checked, I was elected to be mayor of the city. That did not include a federal takeover. So either you believe in democracy or you don't.
You know, you are the mayor of a city. But you know, the city actually falls under the state. And the state, as you may follow along at home, falls under who? The federal government. And the folks at the Border Control really have a message for Karen. This is cut four.
The federal government is not leaving LA. I don't work for Karen Bass. The federal government doesn't work for Karen Bass. We're going to be here till that mission's accomplished, as I said. And better get used to us now, because this is going to be normal very soon.
I don't understand where these folks are going with this. And I don't understand why they want to fight so hard for people who have not only entered the country illegally, but they've proven they don't play well with others. If you're going to be here, and I heard, I can't remember who it was. I want to say it was Arnold Schwarzenegger, who was of all things on The View. And he talked about the fact when you are an immigrant in this country, you are a guest of this country, meaning you need to be on your best behavior.
It was Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Was it? Okay. I was thinking that's who it was. Every now and then I get one right. You never know. Can we mark that down and tell my wife? She won't believe it that I actually got something right. So 34 years, I just got used to saying, you're right, dear, and I'm wrong. And that's why we're still married after 34 years. I'm not an idiot, Sue. I've learned how to come along and play that game well.
Good question mark.
I can tell you're impressed by that. But what the Democrats are actually doing is they're going out and they're doxing our Border Patrol agents and they're putting their lives in trouble. This is cut number three of Holman talking about that.
The ramped up rhetoric is going to cause a situation where someone loses their life. We saw that today. I was hoping I'd be wrong, but I wasn't. And I'll tell you something else. It's not the end. Unless we stop the hateful rhetoric against ICE and Border Patrol comparing them to Nazis, there's going to be more situations like that.
If you're going to continue to talk about how bad our Border Control agents are, and they are, at the end of the day, enforcing the law that they passed. So our reps and our senators put all these laws into place, and now you've got Border Patrol that is out there enforcing the laws that they put into place, and then they're complaining about the fact that they're enforcing the laws that they put into place. You would think that that would be something they would be happy about. My name is Mike Elam. I'm sitting in for Mark Reardon today. If you are out west, you're getting some bad weather. Sue is going to update you on that. Coming up on the other side of next hour, we got Sue's News, Matt Pauly, Betsy Snyder. It is a busy hour that we have coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. I hope you will stay close by. Thank you for listening to 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.